Why is it that the world seems to be uptight at times? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Why is it the world seems to be uptight at times? The world seems to be uptight at times because we are uptight at times. People come and tell me, oh, one of my worst experiences is tension and anxiety. That's nothing new. That's what everybody experiences, and they experience it because they do not stay at home. Now, you say, we're not supposed to travel? No, it has nothing to do with travel. Well, what do you mean, stay at home? Well, I mean, if you're number one, and you are, if you are wonderful, and you are, if you are a great and a super duper person that everyone just loves to be with, and you are, if you are a fabulous experience in anybody's life, especially your own, then start paying attention to it. Can you imagine an artist painting a painting and going around trying to take care of the ills of the world? Going around and trying to help other people with their problems, going around trying to tell other people how to live, he wouldn't be getting much painting done, would he? He pays attention to his painting. He pays attention to whatever is in his heart. The most important thing to an artist is his art. And also, he studies art, he understands art, he doesn't think of art as a technical device. He thinks of it as an expression of the divine nature, the beauty, the joy, the peace that's within him. Sometimes you look at the paintings and you say, my, what turmoil those artists are in. And really, we should paint our own painting. What sort of painting would you paint? Would you paint a very docile scene? Would you paint a very serene scene? Would you paint a scene of love and peace and harmony? Would you paint a scene where the colors were all joyful and uplifting, where the colors were all sparkling and full of life and full of vitality and full of happiness and full of success? Yes, success. Where the colors said what you wanted them to say? How can a artist paint anything that says what he wants to say unless he says what he wants to say with his paintbrush? So he says with his paintbrush and the colors and the type of media, whether it's watercolor or oil or whatever he's using, and he says exactly what's in his heart. And you look at that painting and you say, now, he painted a picture of that little forest there, but he took one tree in that forest and made it stand out. The rest of the trees were just a backdrop for that one beautiful tree. And he concentrated on that tree and gave it life and gave it vitality and gave it magic. And you look at it and you say, wow, I had never seen that in that tree before. But through the eyes of the artist, I see it and it's beautiful. Now, you and I do that all the time. We paint the scenery of our life by our thoughts. We paint the scenery of our life by the things we have in our consciousness and the things we allow in our consciousness. And when we do that, boy, do we have an interesting experience. Yes, we do. Now, all of our paintings, all of the expressions of who we are, should be an expression of love, harmony, peace, joy, truth, honor, love, 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 unconditional love. Where we are painting what we see, and we are doing that truly, with our words, with our actions, with our attitudes, with our expressions, with all that we are, we're painting every day and every moment what we feel about life. And if you can begin by saying, I like me, and begin by saying, I am divine order and I am peace, just those three phrases, I think they're the most magical phrases anyone could ever use. And then you start to paint the picture of who you are. You go out into your world with a smile on your face. You go out into your world with happy thoughts in your face, not sarcastic thoughts, not jokes that put other people down or that take away from the blessing that the earth is. But everything is uplifting. Everything is beautiful. How often have you said to the cook, it could be yourself, how often have you said to the cook, that was a good meal, I really enjoyed it, but you don't expect anybody else to say it. You just say it yourself, because that's all that matters. Anybody else saying it is nothing. It's you saying it that's everything. You say, I'm a happy person. And somebody comes along and says, oh, what a happy person you are. And you don't say, oh, yes, I needed to hear that. Oh. And you get all excited that somebody else says it. Well, that's not the point. You want to say it. Do you want to say it to yourself? I'm a happy person. That's all I know how to be, is a happy person. And when people come along in the world and say, oh, you're a happy person, don't be surprised. That's who you are. You know that. And don't look for their comment and their proof that you are a happy person because you reflect it outwardly and they reflect that happiness back. Just be yourself and have fun. Life is filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness. And my goodness sakes, when we are the artist of our life as we are, and we choose the watercolors, the oils, the paints, the media in which we want to express ourselves, if we want to sculpt our beautiful world around us in the lovely expression of our heart, then we mold that clay and we touch it gently. The new iPhone is quite lovely. It's an experience. When you want to do something with it, everything is buttons. Everything is electronic buttons. And everything works by the heat of your finger. And you touch the face of the iPhone so gently, just so gently, and whoosh, up comes this and up comes that. Oh, there are, I think, one button. There's one button on front that you press for going different places. And there is the loud and soft on the side, and there is the off and on for the vibrator, and then there's the off and on the top for putting it to sleep while you're not using it, and so that it won't get the buttons pushed while it's in your pocket or something. But otherwise, everything that you would work with on that telephone is button, but so gentle with just the heat of your fingertip, gently touching it and saying, come on. Tell me all about my internet. Tell me all about my phone calls. Tell me all about my emails. Tell me all about the weather around the world. Tell me all about how I'm going to travel this way or that way, and give me the map on my GPS. And it has everything on it. Wonderful. It has the iPod music. It has, wow, all sorts of things. And you know, other phones will be coming out with the same type of thing. But nobody had the dream that the creator of that iPhone came up with, the gentle touch of just the heat of your finger, making it move into all the attitudes. And you know, that's what we are. The gentle touch of our thoughts, of our love, of our peace, makes us the artist, the sculptor, the creator of our world. And our world is so wonderful, so beautiful, so fantastic. Let's treat it gently. Touch it gently, and let the love, the unconditional love, the heat of our fingertips, cause it to move in the direction we want it to go. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh my goodness, do I love you.